there was a report late yesterday in the Wall Street Journal talking about how JP Morgan, which operates the main benchmark that is used to invest in emerging markets debt, the JP Morgan may be forced to remove Venezuelan debt from its benchmark index as a result of U.S. sanctions, details of which are expected to be announced today. They may have already been announced. I want to check that because it was supposed to come at 11. I want to bring in Shmaila Khan. She is Director of Emerging Market Debt at Alliance Bernstein in New York. And Shmaila, I want to start by talking about the market response to some of the rumors. I have been very surprised to see no market response, and I would think that there would be a massive further decline in Venezuela bonds should there be a removal of this this particular type of debt from benchmark indexes. What's going on here?
So what's going on really is a lot of uncertainty in terms of what kind of sanctions are going to be announced. To the extent that the U.S. Treasury sticks to the kind of sanctions they employed at the time of the Russian invasion of Ukraine and only limit the sanctions to newly issued debt in the future of Venezuelan entities, then the impact on the index is going to be fairly negligible, which is why you're not seeing a tremendous price response in the bonds. In addition, there have been some rumors in the last day or so of Chinese involvement in helping the Venezuelan government make its near-term payments, which are being negotiated in China by Venezuelan officials that have been further supportive of prices.
Wow, that's really interesting. I just want to bring you some headlines related to this. So President Trump has just, as we were introducing you, Trump signed an executive order on new Venezuela sanctions that include a ban in dealing in new debt and equity from the state-run oil company, which is trades under the ticker PDVSA, as well as Venezuela government-issued debt and equity. We had been hearing that this could be potentially nuanced so that it wouldn't necessarily affect people in the U.S. trading existing bonds between each other, but we still need to parse through the details and we will bring them to you when we get them. But Shmaila, what about from your perspective? Does Alliance Bernstein own Venezuelan debt? Have you been selling your holdings of it? And where do you expect to go from here with those holdings?
So Alliance Bernstein manages a number of funds that are benchmarked to emerging market sovereign indices that include Venezuela debt. As such, we are holders of Venezuela debt. But our stance in Venezuela has been very defensive for some time. And the way we think about Venezuela is really take a very strong fundamental stance with respect to this country's future, with respect to ability to pay back its debt. There is no real reason Venezuela should be in the economic situation it is in right now. It has a lot of resources, and it definitely does not appear to us a solvency issue, but rather a liquidity issue. And the fact that the country does not have a credible regime and has not been able to attract investment into the country. We do not see the current situation as a sustainable situation. We do believe that there will be a change in the future which will lead to a better economic situation in Venezuela. And when we are putting together our exposures, we keep this fundamental view in mind because our investments are always forward-looking as far as fundamentals are concerned.
Well, Shmaila, I just want to give you the opportunity. I mean, if you're talking about the country's ability to repay its debt or potential ability, what about the potential ability of the country to restructure itself? I mean, that doesn't look like it's going to happen, at least internally. And have you had any pushback from investors who say, you know what, we really don't want our money being lent to any entity that is supported by such a repressive regime?
That's absolutely true, and that is something that we don't think is sustainable. We do not believe that the repressive regime is a sustainable regime in the near future and in the medium term. As a result of which, we believe that there will be a change to a more credible regime, which will be able to put together policies, and that is what we are looking for in order to be less defensive in our positioning in Venezuela. Right. The other thing to keep in mind is that prices are already at very depressed levels. They are at all-time lows for many of the bonds, and they are trading below what has been historically the recovery rates on emerging market sovereigns. So to a great extent, this country is already pricing in a restructuring of its external debt.
Shamila, so given the fact that we are getting now new sanctions by the U.S. on Venezuela debt and equity, do you have any sense of how this could affect your day-to-day? Does this change anything about the way you approach investing in Venezuela?
Well, we were expecting sanctions from the United States, so this is something that we have taken into consideration when constructing our own portfolios. And at this point, as we are really seeing the headlines come out as we speak, from what I can understand, based on what I'm reading right now, it is a ban on dealing in new debt, which is debt which will be issued in the future, which should not impact any of their existing debt. There are some headlines about certain bonds possibly getting impacted. It's unclear to me which bonds those are. But what we have tried to do is limit our holdings to the Venezuelan bonds, which we believe will not be controversial with respect to payments and are generally accepted by the opposition as legal debt.
Thank you very much for being with us. Shamila Khan is the Director of Emerging Market Debt for AllianceBernstein. And once again, President Donald Trump has signed an order that imposes new U.S. sanctions on Venezuelan debt. This is new debt from the government as well as from the state oil company PDVSA.